Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Real Talking Podcast. Your hosts, Ash and JD. So you came here for it. We fucking spoke about it for ages last week. The fucking Bites, Misfits, Series X, fucking crossover boxing, whatever fucking all the titles have got. It went on. It happened. So yeah, we'll give our fucking review on it now then.
Yeah, I mean, are we going to give our review about the whole boxing event as a whole before we're going to say that's an app that we've picked for every fight.
What, as like Misfits as an actual company, you mean?
It just, well, this boxing card as a whole, I'm not, it's, you know, I think we'll save it for after.
Yeah, save it for after. We'll go through,
because I can't remember who we had to win on all the fights, but, you know, I mean, for me, the first fully fight that I came across was the Ed Matthews and Swarms fight when I was watching it. Like, I missed the 3 fights beforehand.
Well, yeah, because it was a bit confusing because from what I saw, it was starting at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But as I was like, I don't know, watching TV, doing whatever, I saw it pop up about live show 5 o'clock.
Mm.
But it was like Celebrity Countdown or something that it said for it. So I thought that was just going to be fucking just people, just interviews, whatever. So essentially when I went on, it was the Frankie Love and Chase DeMore fight. So missed the two rappers and two fucking splatters fucking at first. But I did go back and watch them.
Was any good, mate?
No. So I don't know Ayo Deji's rapping name, but yeah, him and SX, it was just fucking dead. Well, literally, well, it got fucking called off really because SX weren't fucking throwing any punches or anything, so the ref just fucking called it off, so he lost.
Aww.
I mean, yeah, just, apart from that, there was nothing to fucking report about it.
Yeah, I feel like with going forward, they can't just put your first fight live on TV. I feel like you have to have a bit about you. I think it's come to a point where you can see the ones that have a little bit about them, or at least trying to learn it, and you've got the ones that just can't do it, that turn away.
Mm. And I feel that's like that's what SX was doing. A lot of it.
Oh, okay.
Punches, like, fist throwing, he was just moving, trying to dodge, but just turning away, essentially. So yeah, they should have more experience. But again, you know, these lads, they're earning a lot of money for it, so they're just gonna do it, and they don't really care. They're not losing anything from it.
I mean, we had the conversation last week, and I said to you, "Would you step in the ring?" And you was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I can't imagine getting knocked out." But I mean, some of the things I saw, you know, I think I'd back myself now.
Yeah, you know, Because I reckon with some of them, well, definitely with that first one, it's a couple of weeks worth of training.
Yeah, I think it's that's only 6 to 8 weeks, or I know some could be, I think 10 weeks. It just depends on how you are. And so you want to maximise it. For me, I'd want to get 8 to 10 weeks from it, just because you're learning everything from there.
Well, it's that, but I'd want to fucking try and have like 3 months, really. So essentially, if I'm getting called out, I know fucking, right, it's going to lead to fucking getting in the ring. So you're going to start training from that point, probably, especially with a coach, because, you know, I've done it when I was a kid, fucking karate, kickboxing, or whatever. But, you know, you've got to learn the basics of the techniques, really, ain't you? So you can't, your last 8-10 weeks is more of your physical training. You want a good month or so of technique training first, don't you? So, yeah, the first fight, dead.
I mean, I saw some of the highlights from after the Alexa Grace and the Astrid Ware match.
So you say highlights?
Yeah, I mean, I saw a clip. Fuck me, like, I mean, I know it takes, gonna have a bit of bat. You're gonna have a bit of bat to step in the ring, no matter what. But you know, I just feel, I don't know, that it was shit, basically, mate. I'm trying to, it was just terrible. I mean, up until for me, the first fight I seen was Ed Matthews against Swarms. Now, can we talk about Swarms coming in, walking in the ring, and he does this, it's like a bow and arrow gunshot, like he's firing an arrow.
But it's not just him, though, is he?
No.
There's loads of them doing it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, yeah, you can't be giving all these gestures like, he done like the bow and arrow. I don't know if he done the cutthroat thing, and then get sparked down in 10 seconds. Yeah. And then has the audacity to say it's an ankle problem, but he got up from the floor and walked to his corner fine. He was only after it's my ankle. No, you got hit in the chin, you dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, this one, I think that's his, was his fourth fight? I think third time he's been knocked out, whatever it was. I mean, it's just good.
Yeah, but he only won the one against Ryan Taylor, and that was literally fucking because he hit him twice, and then Ryan was trying to say that, like, he couldn't see out his eye or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fucking, it was just shit.
It always seems a bit of a farce, you know what I mean? Like, I know we're going to talk about the card as a whole at the end and give a summary of the thing, but, you know, I just feel the production's really, it is a big thing, it had loads of downloads, but, just the production of the transition from fight to fight. And that the people that interview them and interview the guests that come in, I find they're pretty shit as well. Like,
yeah.
They just ask random questions, and I'm like, it doesn't make sense what you're asking, like, because, you know, that, but anyway, yeah, so Ed Matthews and Swarms. Swarms come in, giving it, doing the bow and arrow, 10 seconds in, KO, fucking waved off. What was your thoughts on that one, mate?
Again, it was shit. You know, I think I went with Swarms with that one just because he'd had a couple extra fights. So you expect a bit more experience and, you know, to be able to take a punch at least. But no, it was just dead, wasn't it? We skipped past the Frankie Love and Chase D'Amore. It wasn't too bad of a fight. I wouldn't have said Frankie had won it, to be honest, just because it didn't look like he'd landed more punches or anything. Excuse me. But he must have landed more effective punches because it was on a decision split. Nothing really to write home about. But then it gets to where it, again, not that you want to write home about it, but just more of this fucking debacle, shenanigans, like the tag team fucking fights.
Can I have your thoughts on this tag team concept? Now, just can I have your thoughts, please, mate?
It doesn't belong in boxing.
Yeah. For me, it's one of those things. Only because someone thinks it doesn't make it a good idea.
No.
It would have been better just them fighting, obviously, Pinedo and what was the other geezer's name?
B-Dave,
just having a separate fight against the other two foilers.
Yeah.
Because it was more entertaining, obviously, the one knocked
Pinedo down, and he really settled off. And then he kind of like just trailed. And you know, it was just, you could see when they didn't want it too much, and that's when you get on top of them. But
it was just too much.
You know what killed me? The commentary as well, saying, "Oh, it's gonna be a thing. It's like in its baby form. It's gonna progress." Like
they're really fucking trying to get up its arse too much. It's
what's it next? A file of four way, mate. Do you know what I mean? Because that would be a better option, having four of them kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if they throw a cage match in there as well.
A TLC match. Yeah. For me, that was evidence for me that just... I know that I was saying this is the best one we've ever had, but it's because the other one's been really shit, mate.
Yeah. And to put it as a draw as well, look, I wouldn't have been able to call a winner, to be honest, because both sides were shit. But, yeah, you think... That means there's definitely going to be another one now then.
Yeah.
And, well, I'm not going to lie to you. I fucking won't. Because it was a waste of fucking four rounds of my life. So, you know, 15 minutes, whatever it was, I just really didn't see the points in it. I think there's ways to improve it, but it shouldn't be improved. It should just be left at that.
Yeah, look.
It's not for boxing.
You know, you can, sports can evolve, but that, I mean, I don't know one person who sat there and thought this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Because as soon as one star felt feeling the pressure, just tag her.
Yeah.
And it took it away then a little bit.
I think because it works so well in normal wrestling, you know, your WWEs, WCW and all that, love. You can't recreate that. No, it doesn't work the same.
And the thing is, in WWE, when they're tagged, you're still allowed to go after them, because you have to wait it in the ring a little bit. So it takes a little off it, I suppose.
Yeah, I think they're going to try and adjust the rules, like what they were saying on the press conference. But then, surely it would have to be, like, you can only do one tag per round, extend the length of the rounds as well.
Yeah.
When there is a tag made, you know, look, substitution rules, extra time, an extra 30 seconds per tag, something like that, maybe.
I just hope they don't carry on with it.
They shouldn't do, but I think that's what they'll try and aim for.
Right. So, overall, we're in agreement that the tag team should just be left there, just
scrunch it up, chuck it in the bin, set the bin on fire.
That's it. You tried it. It didn't work. You tried it. Well done. Well, what's our next fight, mate?
So the next one was my mate Nate, and so his nickname was Batista, but he doesn't go by that now. So it's Winderson Nunez.
This look like two people that actually did fight before and have had experience and have trained well for it.
Yeah, it was a big step up in quality.
Yeah, especially the fights before. This one actually felt like a boxing match.
Yeah.
What was your thoughts on that one, then, mate?
I didn't think it was too bad, to be honest. Yeah. You know, it almost, even though they are the same weight, it felt like there were different weight classes because
he's short and stocky, he's like slim and tall.
Nunez, he looked more like just a low gravity style of a boxer. Nate, he was definitely taller. And to be fair, I think he deserved a win in the end. He threw a lot more punches than that, connected more. I feel like it just needed a couple extra rounds, though. Four rounds wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Because it was sort of like towards the end, it seemed like Nunez might have been able to just land a bit of a heavy punch and probably knock him down.
I mean, just going off what you said, that's one of the things that this boxing card's got that most of us don't. It's got volume of fights.
Mm.
And that being said, it is because the fights are four rounders, three rounders. I think some of them wasn't even five.
Yeah.
I think going forward, it needs to be, you know, quality over quantity.
Mm.
Because there was a lot of fights here that could have fit that. And I would have rather watched them have like an extra round or so, because I felt like a knockdown was coming there.
Yeah.
You know, more than an Alexa Grace and Astrid Ware.
Well, again, even with that one, fucking, you know, there was just no conviction in the punches. Astrid's was thrown a lot, but there was no power.
Yeah.
And that's why fucking Alexia was fucking just face planting a fist all the time, basically, and she fucking didn't go down or anything. So.
And these OnlyFans girls, they don't need no more fucking
publicity because they're just fucking, you know, what are you doing, lads? Fucking, you know what I mean? I know they've got to look after themselves. What I'm saying is they don't have to do a lot to get paid.
Yeah, they're already earning enough. They don't need the publicity from this. But
obviously, it adds followers, which is, yeah. I get it, but.
Because even the whole event was sponsored by Fansly as well. That's another one, Log Only Fans, which most of them do both together.
Yeah, just put same things out on
Whatever videos are on their Only Fans or on the Fansly and that. So, yeah, it seemed a bit strange. Mm. But considering it was a sort of focus to a more younger audience, for it to be, you know, it's not just put out as porn, but, you know, for a porn subscription, essentially, as a main sponsor, it was a bit strange. But fair enough. You know, they've obviously got paid a lot of money for it to put the name and logo all over it. So, yeah, I thought it was a decent enough fight. Let's say, going off the back of that tag team fight, fucking, I probably would have happily watched the Astrid Wet and Alexia Grace fight. So, yeah, it was a good upstand. And, yeah, you know, I think Nate did just about deserve the win, really.
Yeah, and I mean, going from this fight to the next fight, which was Anthony Taylor first, King Kenny, oh my God.
Mm.
How shit, have you ever watched a boxing match that shit in your life?
Of actual, not proper professional boxers, no.
I don't, this Anthony Taylor, I don't know what he kept doing, like...
He was like a bull in a china shop, really, wasn't he? He was all over the place, running straight out of the gates as well. That was mental. But was it a good game plan? Because Kenny couldn't get any fucking
boxing done,
really, could he?
I mean, I don't even know if it's a game plan or what. But, I mean, if you've paid for a subscription or you've made a day out to go to London to go to the boxing event and you've seen that, you'd be so fucking disappointed that you've paid for that.
Yeah, you definitely would be.
It's so, like, in terms of, you know, from that, I mean, did I know we lost really King Kenny on the judging, but did he really lose? Because I can't remember anything.
Nothing happened. Fucking wild hands by Taylor and then a lot of hugging. There wasn't even much going on in the grapple. They were just, you know, wrestling with each other a little bit and then separate, got a rep, and then, yeah, back at it again. Yeah. There's, you know, you can see frustration from Kenny that he couldn't throw his fists, he couldn't fucking land any punches, but he wasn't helping himself. He just needed to fucking push him away and then start jabbing, but he just wouldn't throw a jab.
Mm.
You know, I never claimed to be a fucking expert on boxing. I don't watch enough of it, same as the UFC and all that, to give too much of a glorified opinion, but just knowing the basics.
Yeah, he could have done a bit more of the basics.
Just make a bit of room. When he had room, he just didn't throw a jab to initiate any proper boxing.
That was the most boring boxing match that I've seen up until seeing some more fights. But I'm going to go along the way. But yeah, that for me then, I was watching this thinking, do I commit to watching the rest of this boxing card? Because for me, I was just like, I can't do that. I mean, I think that was a 5-round fight as well. I think that was the first 5-round fight up to that point, if I remember
correctly. But it was 5 rounds, and
I think it was the first 5-round, I think.
Yeah, first 5-round.
So it felt long, and it dragged out like, fuck me.
It did feel longer, yeah, because it was fucking
so fucking shit.
It was just chaos, a bit of a mess. But Anthony Taylor keeps getting the call up, doesn't he? You know, I've not seen a different performance from him.
I don't know how he claims he's a boxer or a fighter. I mean, it's just...
So it was UFC that he... Well, MMA fighting that he'd done before. I'd have to go back and watch some of his fucking old fights to see if he was any good in any of that. Otherwise, he's just... He's all mouth. It's scary, fucking... How much is up his own arse?
Yeah.
And then speaking of up their own arse and all mouth, fucking Dean LaGrace. Look, obviously self-proclaimed name. Look, what the fuck? Oh, does he actually need to be given a shovel because of how many times he says dig? I just don't get it.
I don't know.
Every fucking other word, I mean, don't get me wrong, I know I swear a lot, but he definitely has more digs in more swear words. But it was like every sentence.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Dig. But fucking hell, I was expecting to evolve into a dog trio at fucking one point.
I'm a diglet, mate.
Diggly dig. So, yeah. Again, the fight itself, it was better. You know, there was actually boxing happening. You know, it was back and forth. There was a good few punches from both of them.
Mm.
And then obviously, yeah, fucking Wilder just couldn't keep up in the end, to be fair.
No, I really enjoyed that fight. Especially because he looked like I felt if he was to go on, Wilder probably would have won.
Yeah,
because he was coming back strong, didn't he? At some point, he thought he's got nothing left.
Yeah.
So,
two or three knockdowns. His legs were gone as well, you know. But yeah, he did well.
I mean, that was the first fight for me, and the whole, besides the Ed Matthews one, because I was just like in 10 seconds, really, that I felt. Whoa, like I was feeling it.
Yeah.
But just because they had a bit of energy to it. But yeah, no, they've both done well, obviously. You got the win. So, yeah.
Yeah. I know there was talks about a trilogy and that, but there's no point in fighting him again. There's really no point. It would only be if Wilder calls him out for a third one, purely because of all the abuse that he's been taken from him. But yeah. There's not much else to go on from that, really. It was just a better fight again from the Anthony Taylor King Kenny one.
Yeah. As I said, mate, that Anthony Taylor one was just, I don't know what I was watching, especially so close after the tag team one. You know, like, there was a fight in between, but.
Yeah, it was depression from the tag team, and then it was optimism from my mate.
And Taylor, long winded hugging.
Yeah, and then, it was back down again.
Yeah.
But then, this was a bit, well, not a big upset, but, well, I suppose it was a big upset, really, because going into this one with Slim and Salt Poppy, because they even did a poll during the live show, and it was still like 70-odd percent was in Salt Poppy's favour. And it was a mad one, really, because it started off, Salt Poppy was fucking, he was edging it, he was looking the better fighter. Slim, I mean, to be fair, he's got a nose that you just want to break in, hasn't he? Really?
I mean,
it's massive.
I don't know if that nose could get broken any more times, mate.
Yeah.
But the one thing I would say that shocked me, no one moved. When Saul Poppy was on top of Slim and getting the punching, didn't move the head.
No.
And then vice versa. Like, if you stand there punching, I thought, just move away.
Yeah.
Just move away. They're standing and punching. Just move.
On a...
So for me, I think Soul Pop is probably the most, after that, come across probably the most overrated one. Oh, but I don't know if that's...
He got too cocky.
Yeah.
Because he was literally, he knew that he was winning, and then he stood there, he's like, come on then, let's go then. And then he just got hit, it shook him, and Slim took the advantage. He obviously done what you meant to do. You jump on those fucking, on those gaps then, don't you? So, yeah... You know, you look at it in that way, Slim deserved it in the end. But, I mean, I think the real winner really is Salt Poppy, because you look at him, his transformation over the time he's been doing it, you know, he's fucking, he's turned his life around on that sense, you know, his weight-wise and that anyway. So, fair play to him on that. I mean, I don't know where he can go on from, like, who can his next fight be? You know, there's not really many people. I don't think he called anyone out. You know, Slim tried fucking shouting everyone out. And I don't know who's going to want to fight him, to be fair. I can't say it'd be interesting to see who they fight next, but...
No.
I suppose I'll keep harping on it.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Right, so the next fight would have been the Logan Paul and Dylan Danis. Is that correct?
Yeah. So that was the next fight then, yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about that, mate?
I was disappointed on this one, definitely. just because of how much Dillon fucking hyped himself up and fucking, you know, from the press conferences, the fucking, the kicking off, the cut face with the microphone, and, you know, just the way that he tried to fucking belittle Logan so much, he thought he must be confident in himself that he's going to fucking do some damage then. We all knew that Logan was going to be athletic. He's had, you know, good enough boxing history. You know, he fought against fucking Mayweather, did okay in spouts against that as well. And obviously he's WWE fucking.
Yeah, he wanted it. He would have had it. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? He was up for
how poor Dillon was, it made Logan look like a professional boxer that's been doing it for years. It was shocking, really. And I still can't get over how he just thinks it was acceptable to just run away. Not, you know, how he kept fucking showboating when he hadn't done anything. Not lying on the floor on his back at one point. What was it all about? You know, and I saw him on his Twitter. He put a screenshot of that up and he was like, yeah, Logan's missus while watching the fight in the first row. So, but she wasn't there, was she? Like, she weren't fucking wet over him anyway.
It was really disappointing that it was a co-main card event.
Mm-hmm.
And you had one person that wanted it and would have. I didn't agree with the national anthem being done. That was tedious. I didn't agree with, you know, that Logan Paul saying I need to forgive him, to be him. It's too American. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, was his WWE side coming out. Trying to do it for the program side.
Why would you have to forgive him? Forgive him after? You don't have to forgive him before you punch. Anyway, for me, this was really weird, the whole concept. And when Dillon tried to take him down earlier in the fight, you could see the security card already coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
So there must have been something in place in terms of that if Dillon Danis tries a takedown, security's getting involved. They must have agreed with that because that was too quick. As soon as he went down, there was on it. And
well, even with the last one as well, you know, before the ref even fucking done anything, the big man was in the fucking ring straight away.
Oh, did you see there's a video on TikTok where it looks like Jake Paul's giving one of, like,
he does any, he's got something in his hands.
Just in case, gets cool with it.
In his hands, which everyone's claiming that it's coke. And he fucking hands it over to the security.
Yeah, we know the scuffle on the second one. Yeah.
And then you can see, because the security guard that it was handed to, he puts his hand straight down. Now, obviously, because there's that many people in the ring, he can't see, but it looks like he's putting it in his pocket and then walking away, because he did move out of that area of the crowd then as well, didn't he? It was a shit show.
It was an absolute shit show.
I think if Dillon actually tried to fucking box, then he would have got knocked out.
Yeah,
He didn't have the skill. He just tried to defend the whole time.
I think he talked himself into just not getting knocked out because he can't talk that much shit and then get knocked the fuck out. Like I said earlier, with them doing the bow and arrow thing, the gunshot thing, the cutthroat thing. You can't do that and not back it. And obviously, he done all his talking before the fight.
Yeah.
And he just really didn't back it. And it was really underwhelming. Really underwhelming. And, you know, obviously, I'll talk about it at the end, but that's what I was on about, the production of the whole card. It seems a bit up in the air. You know, certain people can do what they want. Hence, we saw Jake Paul supposedly passing the gear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, it was an absolute shambles, an absolute shit show. And there's talks about, really, should Dillon Danis won by disqualification because all his corner run into the ring first. But obviously, that must have been predetermined before.
Because
there was worried about that. You could actually have odds that Dillon Danis try and take him down. You could get odds on it. So obviously, he said to someone, put 100 grand on, I'm fucking going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, absolute shit show, absolute shocking.
Well, from one of the tweets that I've seen off of Dillon, Logan's agreed to do a UFC fight with him. So as part of that agreement...
Wasn't that, though, if Dillon Danis gave his pass to Logan Paul if he won.
Yeah, so apparently Logan's agreed to it, so then Dylan is going to give his purse to Logan. That's what he said on his own personal tweet. It's just that he's still been giving it this week, hasn't he? Look, I don't know how he comes out of it realistically thinking that he deserved to win that fight.
Well, he put a picture on Twitter and it got deleted quickly. And I was on Reddit and I was trying to find what this picture was. I've read that it's a picture of like Logan Paul giving another geezer head or something, but you don't know if it's true because I've just got deleted. Yeah, I mean, emailing if that's what it was. He was on Twitter. I think it was called "You're Better Than This" or something. That's the caption of the picture or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that before.
He got looked up and he got deleted really quick. But it was like Logan Paul in some kind of like sex act. So I'm just assuming it's getting head or he's giving head to another guy or whatever. But yeah, I mean, absolute shit show, terrible.
Yeah. We'll see in the near future if he does go over to the UFC side. I don't know how that would be really either, because fair enough, Logan's got his training on the WWE side, but he was wrestling in.
Yeah, he was a state champion, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he's got some wrestling. So, obviously, with the WWE, the wrestling side helps.
Yeah, so actual wrestling.
It's just all the leg kicks and like.
Yeah.
And more the grapples.
Yeah, I think maybe as fighting side, he might be able to do him in the UFC ring, well, in the octagon. But if it comes to grappling, that's where I'd struggle, because if you get him in an armbar or something,
It's at ground and pound and all that stuff, isn't
he? Is he going to be able to learn that in time? But again, it's not like it's something that's going to happen in 8 to 12 weeks.
6 months.
This is going to take probably like next summer or something by the time that actually comes around. I know Dylan's been like calling out Dana White saying, you know, get me back. I want to fight in a couple of weeks and whatever, calling out fucking this man and that. So whether he actually fucking gets any ring time himself in the UFC, we'll see about that. But I don't know. I don't think he's got much of a pull.
Especially after that display. No chance.
Because even Conor McGregor come out and fucking defended him as well. It's like, how can you fucking think that was a good fucking fight? You know, at least when McGregor did it against Mayweather, you know, he come out swinging and that, didn't he? You know,
he gave him.
Yeah, he put in the work and fucking he attempted to back up all the fucking mouth he gave before the fight.
And he gave me some before the fight. They did like that four stage, like that four. It was like four locations and something like that, and fucking each one was fucking brilliant. That was fucking really good.
We need to see him fucking fight again soon, man.
Apparently he's going in the UFC again, isn't he?
There's been links about now. All sorts of different fucking fights, but nothing's been confirmed yet as far as I know anyway. If it weren't for McGregor, I'd never watched any UFC before, and anyway, you know, I'd seen you know, on YouTube and whatever, UFC and MMA fought, but I'd never actually sat there and watched like a pay-per-view or a fucking whole or the noise of it. He just upped the levels of the fucking UFC scene, didn't he? You know, there's a few others in there that I do fucking like the look of. You know, Sean O'Malley or Maley, he's another little character, another little fucking paddy. And then Paddy Pimlet as well, little Scouser, fucking, he's a good character. Molly May on the female as well, fucking, you know, there's a good couple of fucking fighters out there. But again, I don't watch much to say.
Yeah, you don't watch every card,
Well, barely watch any fucking.
Well, it's a time difference, doesn't help, does it really? Because you get shown at 4 o'clock in the morning there, and then you have to pay. I know for American listeners, it sounds cheap. I'm sure it's like 20 quid. No Americans, it ends up being, I think it's like $100 or $150 for the pay-per-view.
Because I saw it with Tyson Fury and Rotten Gallo or something, and he's faulty. That's going to be like fucking £50 for us as a pay-per-view.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you now, I ain't paying that.
Nah.
Fuck you. Yeah. Thank God for fucking 5-6, Zach.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the verdict of the fucking Logan and Dylan.
Terrible.
Just a big letdown.
Just underwhelming, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he fucking... Yeah, he just needed fucking Dylan to stop being a little bitch, basically.
Right.
And so, yeah, the one that everyone fucking was all waiting for, really. KSI and Tommy Fury.
I wish we waited a bit longer, mate, because it was fucking shit as well. Honestly, to cap that off the end, as your main event, after that, just after the condition of your co-main event, absolutely terrible. I mean, you say what you think about the fight, Jay, and I'll come in with my little bit about it, because I was really disappointed in the whole thing. I thought Tommy won. I don't know why KSI was jumping, doing jumping jacks or star jumps, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, the fighting technique was
ridiculously wrong.
Yeah.
Also, no, go on, Jay. You say you'll be, because there's... yeah, you say you'll be.
Well, firstly for me, considering Tommy sees himself as a Manchester United fan, to come out with Oasis playing, who were fucking famously Man City fans, I thought that was a fucking joke.
He's just playing up to the crowd, though, there. That's what I thought, obviously, because he's in Manchester.
Yeah,
so he's just hitting both. You're hitting the Man U fans, you're hitting the Man City fans. That's how I want to be. I get it, though. I get it.
Yeah. He fucking...
Just commit.
It was just stupid.
It's like a half and half scarf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm, yeah, fuck you, though. Fuck you, though.
Yeah, so, again, for the American fans, we know you're out there. We appreciate you. Half and half scarf is when you go to the football game and that. It's one half of the scarf is the home team, the other half is the away team.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be made. It's just...
Yeah, especially when it's a ding-dong derby.
You
hate the opposition team.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have that crest on your fucking chest, are you?
That's it.
So, yeah. For the fucking... The whole of the fight, like, the way that Tommy just picked himself up again and, you know, said he's going to fucking destroy him, decapitate him, fucking whatever. The display that he gave himself was just fucking disgraceful. To happily, proudly call himself a professional boxer, he needs to just give that a fucking rest now. Get back to fucking Love Island and whatever and stick to that, because he shouldn't be going back into the fucking boxing ring. Now, with KSI, yeah, the fucking the star jumps, the fucking erraticness of his fighting style, that's gonna upset a lot of people trying to fucking just physically box. But a proper boxer would have been able to deal with it. Get out of the fucking cuddling. And like what I said with the King Kenny one, make your space, start throwing a jab. You didn't do none of the basics.
The thing that I don't get about this, and the commentary and the whole event was pro KSI. The commentary, when KSI won, getting the better of him, they would say, you know what, Tommy's the pro boxer, it's on him. But what makes a pro boxer?
Well,
no. If you've got a boxing license, and I've got a boxing license, we're both pro boxers.
Yeah.
If we've had the same amount of fights in the same 5 years, do you get what I'm saying? And no one is a pro boxer all year round. They're only a pro boxer for the next fight, the training camp.
Yeah.
So when the commentary was like, KSI's got other stuff going on, I'm sorry, but Tommy Fury's got other stuff as well. I know he's probably not as busy as KSI, so I'm not saying that. But everyone's got other stuff going on. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Carol. And there was like, so the essence, no, it's not. He's selling himself just as much as he's selling himself. Like I said to you on the text, you could be doing a job. Why, because you've done it more, it doesn't make you better than someone. So, as you know, if you're on the tools and someone's been on the tools for 30 years, I don't know, let's say 10 years longer than you, that doesn't mean that their job's value is going to be 10 years worth more than you would give them, or their job be better than your job.
Yeah,
it's what you put in, it's what you get out. And obviously, they're both didn't put enough in for that fight. I think they're both for the. I mean, for me, a little. I think KSI was a little bit deluded. Not in terms of he thinks he would, and I think Tyson Fury is just a bullshit. And he knows just paycheck to paycheck. $5 million for this, I think he got.
Yeah, he made bank on it.
Because he won another fight. Leasley's going to get $5 million. I think he'll fight Logan Paul next for a couple of million. And then even if he loses, he's made $10 million or something from fighting these three people. $10 million, never has to fight again. Job done. Yeah. I'll stick to my boohoo, man. But the thing that really bothers me the most about KSI is before a fight, and he does one of his speeches, he goes off and his little... He thinks everything he says is profound. Like, he thinks it's smarter than it's coming across. When he just comes across as him just chatting absolute nonsense. Legacy. Knowledge. What the fuck, man? And he's got the two of them tattooed on him. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, honestly, I don't like KSI as a boxer. I don't understand the character he makes him as a boxer. Because obviously, when he's in that boxing mode, he's a different... He sells a character as well.
Yeah. I think that still stems back to the McGregor sort of things. Like, yeah. The way that he publicised with the fucking the press conferences and that. Too many other people try and replicate that now.
Yeah. But sorry, and then you had KSI's partner, boxing sparring partner, Idris something. He was on Love Island as well, by the way. And on the third round, like in the corners, the presenter, who do you think KSI's knocking him out on my life next round? Did he? And yeah, then two rounds later, he's coming to me, next round, I swear to God, he's going to knock him out. Like, it was just so pro fucking KSI. The whole, obviously, I know he's got. It's his thing as well. But fuck me, it was so embarrassing. Like, even from the commentary, from the presenters, how they would ask, the way they was asking questions to be pro-KSI. It's just like, I get he's giving you a job. You want to suck him off, I get it. But fuck me, he was shit. He was shit. And he's been, it just proved to me that he in a boxer, he should stop and search Tommy Fury because, you know, I'm because his brother does well out of it. You know, me and you can both play football, but we're not Ronaldo, what I'm trying to say, James. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, doesn't mean, only because you can do it, doesn't make you good at it. It shouldn't make you fucking think you're excelling at it when you're not. For me, it was an absolutely atrocious boxing card, and I won't be watching one in my life. I texted you after saying I ain't watching none of that again.
Yeah, yeah, I won't be fucking paying £20 for it again.
But the number's done so well.
But that's...
It's like, when obviously, that's before... Obviously, you know, it's just like, what the fuck? I get why people watch you, but at the same time, they can't be happy with the service they're getting.
No, no. But we'll get onto that when we evaluate the Misfits bit anyway, then.
No.
But I have got the stats of the fight as well, though. No. So, obviously, there was controversy over the scorecards from the referees anyway.
Which changed to now it's an unanimous decision rather than a split decision now.
Yeah, because the one didn't add them up. Yeah. So we put 56 instead of 57 at the bottom. But with that middle card as well, so the picture that I'm sure most of the people have seen, you can see that he's scribbled out and altered fucking numbers. And it took 8 minutes from the end of the fight to give them to whoever to give the results. It shouldn't take 8 minutes, and there shouldn't be scribbled out numbers and trying to rewrite the numbers next to them. It didn't look right the way that they deducted the 1 point as well. KSI was turning a lot, so that was bringing the fucking the illegal hits of on the back of the head. So it's debatable on that. Yeah, Tommy should have fucking not done it, but KSI shouldn't be turning his head to get it. But when it comes to the actual stats of it then, so the first round, I'll just keep it as brief as possible, really. Percentages on the landed, KSI was 27%, Fury was 24%. So that shows that the first round would be going to KSI. So that was on Yeah, that was on the total punches thrown and landed. Power punches, which, again, it was 26 to 20 on, no, sorry, 42 to 20% on KSI's favour. So that would say that he won the first round.
No, I'm going to go no, because, look. I know,
I'm going to get to it. Yeah, I'm going to get to it. Again, to the second round, on the first lap, it's 29 to 19% of total punches to KSI again. And on the power punches, it's 31 to 23 KSI's favour. So going off of that, it would be round two to KSI again. And then round three gets closer. So 31 to 30 KSI's favour. And then on the power, 31 to 30 again.
Mm.
So that one, I think that was when the point was deducted as well, though, round three. But that one you'd put more as a draw because it was pretty much even. Round four, it was 22 to 18 on total for Fury. And then 23 to 18 on the power punches to Fury again. So round four would be Fury. Then it swaps back around again. We've got 32 to 20, well, 27 on total punches to KSI, and 32 to 29 on the power punches again. So again, that would lean more to KSI. Round six, it flips both ways. So 25 to 19 on total punches landed, but the power punches, it was 29 to 27 on Fury's. So again, that could be seen as a tie round.
But these punches, Jai, these are included when they're hugging each other and they're both giving kidney shots. Little shots of this. I remember one point, KSI was like, doing that.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're nothing.
And I think it comes down to the conviction of the punches as well. So, yeah, you can keep tapping because I think that's where some of the other fights got more points in their favour because of the hugging and fucking tapping each other.
You know what it is. You can have 70% of the ball and still lose a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
It's...
For me, KSI had the same problem than Dan Assad, where he challenged that much shit and then the fear of actually getting knocked out, he was stuck in those compromised position where not so much of him...
I think it was both of them that had that problem because there was a good couple of punches from KSI that did catch Tommy and you could see it rattled him a little bit.
I don't know.
Obviously not fucking enough to knock him down, and but there was that sort of like, oh shit.
Yeah, he fell,
And so I feel that like they both did the same, that because they fucking, they'd hyped themselves up too much, they didn't fucking have the conviction to end it then, did they?
No. And then how did you feel about him moaning about it after KSI?
Well, yeah, so he's going to look at the stats like that, and... feel that he's won, you know, and obviously he would have been fucking hearing bits, like the scorecard fucking drama and whatever, to make you think, all right, well, yeah, I should have won that then. I think he was still going to appeal from it because we've seen it before where scorecards say one thing and then other referees will rewatch the fights and then it'll get completely turned over. I know the day after it was. The scorecard was changed to unanimous decision. So I think it's been a whole week, well, almost a whole week now. So I don't think we'll get a turn on the decision now.
I don't think he'll get turned, especially because three cards judged it. He won a close call. It was he got turned from a split to unanimous decision.
Yeah, and so, because it's not a
world title fight. It's just a nothing fight. It's publicity fight.
It's still not official boxing, even though got all the fucking, all the refs, you know, Michael Buffett. How fucking rough does he look these days, man?
And he gets paid £1 million off him for that $1 million. He did it twice, so.
Yeah.
Or is he bored when he got 1.5?
I don't know. Or it might be for the night, maybe. But
yeah,
still fucking, he looks like he's fucking.
He's getting on a bit, though, isn't he?
I don't know his age.
I would say he's at least about 70 something now. Because I remember in the 90s him doing it.
Oh, yeah, the whole time we were kids. Fucking,
You know, mate, I just really didn't like the whole thing as a whole, and I really dislike KSI as a boxer. As I said, from his stuff that he says, that he thinks is so profound, to him, his actual boxing style, to his soreness after he lost it. Because I know why he was so good. He wanted to say he's fighting Jack Paul next, but he can't, because he lost. He can't go, "Well, by the way, I lost. I'm fighting Jake Paul." That's why I think I think he wanted to, on his card, to say, "I'm fighting Jake Paul." They have to space off and build it up from there. But you can't build up after you've just been told you've lost. No.
Yeah, but I think that fight can still happen because
if they're just
sticking their own fucking realm now of keep it as the YouTubers and influencers and that as their fights between each other.
Yeah.
You know, there's been enough improvements on a lot of them. Look, as I said, we fucking Dean the Great, he's technically good enough to potentially get fights against proper fucking boxers. You know, we said about the Moore Magnate and Nunez one, that looked, you know, there was skill there.
Yeah,
they'd be able to take that step.
And I don't think none of them would. I mean, you look at Tommy Fury and we're calling him a pro boxer, which I always have whatever. But he's like lower tier of pro boxer, obviously, as you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think you put them along anyone half decent, they're just going to get knocked the fuck out, right?
Well, yeah, not half decent. They'd be able to fight at that lower level. With some of them, not all of them, as they
yeah, but they'd be journeymen, so we wouldn't sell.
Yeah, and they wouldn't make as much money by doing that.
They're making more money taking these easy fights than they would like trying to sell a fight with someone half decent.
Yeah, yeah, I think even Swan's got like fucking 50 bags, and he wasn't even on the fucking pay per view thing, you know. So, yeah,
can we just talk about? If you think about it, I know we're talking about it. So if Tommy Fury made $5 million for fighting Jake Paul, I think he made a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Made $5 million for fighting KSI. And you would say he's probably made, I don't know, maybe £1 million from boxing plus a couple of million from his boohoo and all these other stuff.
Yeah, I think before fighting Jake, he wouldn't have made $1 million, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
Not from boxing.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, maybe as a whole with all these other stuff, because he has that burger, the My Protein, and I'm sure he's got another Hugo Boss Diesel, thing. He does the aftershave for him. So
I don't know.
All that combined, you would thought...
He's got a good enough back. Yeah.
But now, just thinking, just taking these fights and... Right. 10 million. I think what's going to happen... KSI was going to fight Jake Paul on the same night. Fury's going to first Logan Paul. It just makes sense.
Yeah, it probably will lead to that. So Fury would have the trilogy.
So if he makes another 5 million quid, he's made 15 million of three fucking fights. It doesn't matter if he gets knocked the fuck out on the last one because he's made all this money from fuck all. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty safe to say he's never going to be a fucking world champ in his weight division.
Oh, no.
He's a shambles of a boxer. He shouldn't be doing it. But fair play to him.
Yeah.
You know, you can't knock it. Obviously, yeah, the quality of the main events, it was fucking such a shame because of how much they were built up.
But the whole card, mate, the whole thing was an absolute shambles.
But the entertainment value of it leading up, if it wasn't for how entertaining those bits were leading up to it, then I really would be completely done with all of it.
Yeah.
It's going to take something special to make me want to pay for the pay-per-view on any of these other ones in the future.
I can't wait till we get a bit more famous. Now for you to do it.
Mate, I'll do it. And
you'll be on those fucking prelims. Like second fight in.
Yeah, yeah. Not even on the fucking
like 10 people there. Ooh, good.
Yeah. But I'll fucking do it, man. I'll smash them all up. Fucking dickheads. Yeah. So Misfits itself, as the concept, it's there. It's got the right... It's
got the right audience.
Yeah, the audience definitely, you know,
To Salah and do those numbers, the audience is there for the right people if the right fights are made.
Yeah, I just feel that that's definitely key. They need to make the right fights. They need to get the right matchup and not necessarily sell because the numbers are going to sell, but they just need to get the right fights going. The tag team, if they want to do something different, chin off the tag team, get in, but have a fucking MMA fight in it. Switch it up that way, because it doesn't have to be just a boxing event. Having it as a tag team fucking fight, it's already making it non-boxing. So just throw a couple of different styles like that. You know, it doesn't have to be an octagon, so you can still use the same square ring. Just throw in something like, you know, a bit of Muay Thai or something. Fucking don't try and force this extra fucking shit, because it's not going to work. Yeah. It really isn't going to work. I can't see anything that they try and change rule-wise for it to make it work.
Mm.
But the foundations are there. They've got the audience. There's obviously an infinite number of fucking YouTubes that are going to YouTubers and fucking TikTokers and whatever other fucking platforms there are for people to socially influence people. Mm. The numbers are always going to come through for that. It's going to be enough people to get into it and help build their fan bases. So, yeah, the heart's there for it. It's going to go in the right place. We just need to take a step back and just, like what we were saying about the boxing and the boxers themselves, go back to a bit more basics. Yeah.
I think that's what it is, though. I think it's just you're a YouTuber, and it's going to just push up the publicity-wise to give you more views. Yeah. And then
that's what it started off as anyway. It boosted all the numbers, the views and everything for everyone.
It's just, mate, I'm really, really disappointed with everything from top to bottom. The interviewers, the presenters, the build-up was good. You know, but I mean, in terms of build-up, like, you know, like the press conference and the weigh-ins beforehand.
I'd say, if it wasn't for the fucking the press conferences and the weigh-ins and that, the way that, because that was the entertainment.
Yeah, that was the most entertaining part of it. Yeah,
if it wasn't for them, I really would have been so pissed off spending £20 to watch the pay-per-view. I think they just need to kind of just take a bit of a step back and just concentrate on getting the right people in, are we seeing it too harshly as we want to see proper boxing?
No.
As opposed to
not
being entertained by these kids?
No, for me, it's like I've wasted 5-6 hours of Saturday watching these fights where I'm thinking I can do better.
Yeah.
And that's a problem when I think I can do better in a boxing ring, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Especially
that's
with your glass gym.
Well, that's it. do you know what I'm saying? When I start thinking I could take some of these up, that's when you know it's getting pathetic.
Yeah. But I think it will get better. It's going to take a good couple of years before Misfits can claim to be the best out there, like they're already doing. I know the Zone. They do have normal professional fights going on as well. Maybe that's something that they should look into. Have some of these YouTubers on as the prelim fights, undercards and that, and then have the main card as professional boxers. So then we wouldn't feel cheated out of it. But when it comes to the likes of your Logan Pauls, your KSIs, they're the ones that are pulling in the numbers, so they would end up being the main card. So keep them as individual fucking nights as pay-per-views.
Do you think people like Logan Paul, not so much Logan Paul because he's got his WWE career, do you think people KSIs are on the decline? That's why they have to do the boxing?
Well, he doesn't have to do the boxing though, does he? Because of how much money
he's got enough money, but obviously, if he wanted to retire, he could obviously the one from the Sideman retired Sideman. Wait, he's left the Sideman, didn't he?
Has he?
I'm sure he left the Sideman.
I don't know. I've not seen anything about him for a little while, to be honest.
Right. ignore that just in case he hasn't. But I'm sure after the charity game, I don't know if it's like a jog for video or something. I just seen something. I don't follow him. I don't follow any of them. So yeah, just so if he has or hasn't, if he has, just let us, someone please email him. But it's just something that when I watch him box, I'm like, why is he boxing again? He's trying to sell. I know what he's doing. He's trying to sell him to sell Misfits because he sees things, so he's getting more money. I get it. I get that from a promotion point. He's promoting himself.
Yeah.
Like with the Prime bottles, there's no promotion, just them two promoting it.
Yeah, it's just.
And that's an awful shit drink. I'll tell you what, I feel robbed by him actually, because by both of them, because not only did they deliver shit drinks, I mean, was anything, can you remember anything overhyped like a Prime drink? No, I had a Prime energy drink the other day. I had the normal juice ones, disgusting. Oh, I tried the energy drink, worse.
Not had one of the energy drinks. I've only tried, had the red and the green Prime drinks. I'm not much of a fucking pop fan. I don't drink fucking
the ice pop. Tastes like medicine.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had that one anyway. I don't know. Fucking, they know their audience.
That's it.
You know,
the people by the looks of it,
kids.
Mate.
That's what it is, mate. You know, fucking. The kids are hyped for it. They love it. And, you know, fair play to them. They're making the millions from it.
What would you do with a million, mate? That's it. Be realistic. If that was like, which one of you is want to box the next card because you were chatting shit about it.
And you got 50.
I mean, if Swarms can get 50 grand, mate, I think you could get 50 grand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what would you do with 50 grand?
I suppose just investing in this, really.
That's the only answer.
Because 50 is not enough to do much with, really.
Nah, you could then you just get hire someone to do more production thing.
And, yeah, yeah. So,
like an editor and everything. Can
it? Yeah, we'd probably source out the studio, which is going to happen at some point. But yeah, 50 grand, that it just get invested into this.
If you won, you can go again, obviously. And obviously, if you won, obviously. Booster something.
Well, just getting called out for it would boost some fucking.
Who
these guys? Yeah. Who the fuck is that guy? I'll fight any of them. No, I don't give a shit. Fucking.
Is there anyone you wouldn't want to fight?
No.
Swear.
I was gonna say,
I don't know who in there scares you, mate.
No, because again, even if I was scared of any of them, I'm still gonna get paid just for walking in the ring, getting it. But yeah, hit me. Ah, you knocked me out. Fucking sound.
I'd say 50 grand.
Yeah, unless I got fucking hit wrong and I'm in a fucking coma. But, you know, stuff like that. There'd be fucking insurance policies and that, more than that, really. I wouldn't give a shit, really. We've gone on a lot longer than we expected to.
Yeah, I mean, there was lots to go through. A lot of bullshit to weed out or to pick up.
Whatever. And there's a lot that we haven't even fucking gone on to really either.
But I think leaving that where it should be left and just not pick it up again, mate, because he was absolutely horrendous.
No, but I'm sure if the rematch does happen with KSI and Tommy, we'll probably touch on it again. Or if Tommy and Logan go for it and the KSI Hall fight happens.
Yeah, you might have to tell me about it, mate, because I'm not interested in any build up to these fights anymore because they just do not deliver.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jack. It's like Super Sunday, 4 PM, under the lights. It's a Manchester Chelsea and it finishes 0-0. Oh my God. Do you remember them ones back in 2009? Fucking boring game.
Yeah.
That's what that delivered. 4 o'clock, Sunday, after your Sunday dinner, under the lights, dark, cold. I'll get into this. Fuck all, man.
Yeah, dead game. Dead fucking bite not. As and when those fights do come across, I don't think we'd fucking spend an hour talking about
two shows, mate.
Two shows, yeah. Two shows. But I don't want to finish on the boxing.
We can't go to that level, mate.
We won't finish on the boxing. So any questions, any emails and that, you know where it is, Real Talking Podcast well, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. YouTube's his Real Talking Podcast. X, Twitter, @AshandJD. And yeah, we'll get on to different things on the next episode. The Boxing Misfits is behind us. And yeah, as I say, I'm not going to leave it on the boxing. But from one disappointment to another, mm-hmm. Sir Jim Ratcliffe is fucking about to buy 25% of Man United. So, yeah, it's not been a good fucking week sport-wise for me.
I was going to say, as you should, I'm going to leave it the boxing, mate.
I know.
Fucking...
No, come next week, we should know more about that. So I'll probably have a little bit of a rant next week on that.
Have you heard about that former Man U player saying that Mark Goldbridge is...
Paul Parker. That's the one. Mark Goldbridge.
Saying he's not even a Man U fan, because he lives in Birmingham or Nottingham, wherever.
Well, yeah, it's... So he grew up in Nottingham when he was a kid. And then over the years, people have said you're a Forest fan and whatever. But what dedication would you have for fucking like 8 years or whatever it's been say that you're a fucking Man United fan? And to literally start off by just walking, looking at his phone and talking to fucking like 10 other people. Even though it was a YouTube video, it was more like a Facebook live stream. To fucking having, like, I don't know, 1.5 million fucking subscribers, yeah. Whatever it is he's got. What would you do that to not be a Man United fan?
Yeah.
You know, fucking, the evidence is there. The rants that he does, fucking Phil Jones, Pink Boots, fucking Ollie's at the wheel singing it and fucking this and that. You're not going to do that if you're not a fan. So, with Paul Parker and all these other people that have come out giving him fucking shit, it's just fucking ridiculous. I feel sorry for Paul in a sense, because he's gone for an interview to talk about Man United, and then whoever the host is has just dropped it on. It was unscripted, fucking, he's caught off guard to talk about fucking Mark Goldbridge. Because I did see Mark's response to it. He has met him, they fucking had a fucking drink together.
But after this?
No, fucking a couple of years ago, they fucking like a meet and greet, fucking had conversations and whatever. I don't know if they did a show together or something as well. But yeah, so he knows him. And then to slag him off on the fucking radio, whatever the fuck it wasn't a fucking reputable news station or whatever anyway. It's laughable on their sense, because I feel like it's a bit of jealousy, because if it was fucking the other way around, where Paul Parker's got fucking 1.5 million subscribers, giving his views on the Glazers and fucking, you know, not happy about performances from players, that no one would be slagging him off just because he used to play the game.
Yeah.
But whereas Mark hadn't, he fucking gets a lot of stick.
Does Mark have guests on his show? Can I listen to him? So in terms of, like, does he, I know he has, like, does he just do live reactions in terms of, so like when the game's on, that's when he's live, or does it after the game, does he have people, like does he have like Gary Neville or someone?
No, so his main thing is the watch along, so he'll give his commentary while the game's on, which to be fair is better than most of the commentators, because they all just chat shit. He used to have Paul Ince on weekly.
Okay.
So they just give their fucking views their about the game and whatever, and what they're expecting of the next one and whatever. He does a weekly show, well, one on his channel and one on Ben Foster's channel.
Oh, yeah, the Cycling Goalkeeper.
Fozcast. Yeah, he's on the Fozcast. He's got his own podcast now as well, Mark has. But yeah, so he's with him every week. I think it's a Monday. He's got his team as well, Beth, Faz, Adam and Kev and Ricky. They do... like other shows, the fan forum, so after the game.
I like interviewing like the fans.
They used to do fan reactions, like outside the ground, interviewing.
Like Gunners TV, remember like them ones? Because them used to go for
it. I think they might still do it, the odd fan reaction. But otherwise, Adam, he's outside the ground afterwards and he gives his fucking quick, his quick breakdown of it, which is like 10 minutes or so. But yeah, they'll just debrief, mostly these days, on a shit fucking performance all around. During the transfer windows, Fabrizio Romano, he has him on every Monday, for all the transfer news. So he gets literally from the fucking horse's mouth all the latest info. He's had a meet and greet, a night with Ryan Giggs. He's got a night with Paul Scholes coming up soon as well. So he does try and do stuff like that. They did all the fucking tour over in America and that with them, where there was a couple of them going around to each game. So, yeah, he's had ex-players on there, mainly just United ones.
Sorry, no, I just thought...
But he doesn't have...
Yeah.
So it's similar to, like, your breakdowns where you got Gary Neville and fucking Jamie Carragher fucking there, fucking analysing the game, but it's not the same. He's done it before with the screens and he's moving the fucking checkers around and that lot, but it's not... He doesn't feel that people want to see that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, you don't need to, because you can do it with a lot of players. Like Scott McTominay the other week, you come on, you score two goals, you can loop that highlight fucking of him scoring two goals over and over and he'd look as good as Messi for fucking half an hour, but it's not the whole fucking game, is it? So he breaks down, he makes his notes and he fucking has a rant and all that. And in general, yeah, he's entertaining. But yeah, for these people to say he's not a United fan, it's just bullshit. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't agree with everything he says, but, you know, you get to see, he has a lot of fucking news reporters and that on as well. Mark Ogden and all that was on the other day. So they've been giving their what they're getting directly from fucking sources about not the sale and fucking whatever going on. He's like, fair fucking play to him. You know, I know I've said it a few times to you already. He's done so well on something that wasn't a thing before. Fan channels and that weren't a thing. You know, obviously, yeah, there was MUTV, Chelsea TV and whatever as actual TV channels. But YouTube, with how many different things you can do from it these days, he's done fucking really well. And yeah, fair play to him. He's even on TalkSport on a Saturday or a Sunday as well for like an hour show. So he's done well. And for, you know, people can't discredit him as a voice and as a, a fan, a person, just because he hasn't played the game professionally. But they're going to keep trying to. And a lot of it is jealousy. You know, Scabbia Bong the horse chatted shit about him a couple of times. And so, yeah, you're jealous because you ain't got fucking a couple hundred thousand listening to you every day.
Yeah.
You've just got a small selection of people that listen to you, tolerate listening to him on TalkSport. So, yeah, I think a lot of it is jealousy. And again, it is fucking, you know, the producers in the air, like what he says, you know, fucking... Gabby's being told what to say to get the fucking...
Yeah, to get the reaction there, to get people talking.
Because otherwise, let's say, whoever it was that Paul Parker did the interview with, I don't know who the fuck it was. No one that I'd be able to just tune into the station or fucking find the website or whatever. So, yeah. But, if only fucking...
Well, you'll be getting a call-up soon into his YouTube channel, don't mate?
I'd love to be fair. Fucking, or on his podcast. Us as guests on there. Fucking, I think that'd be a nice little fucking...
You don't want my views on Man U, mate. A Man U van.
But on his podcast, he doesn't talk solely about, you know, it's
about football.
Football in general, because it's Goldbridge-sized football.
Fair enough.
So a lot of it, so he'll talk about the shitty fucking VAR decisions of the weekend or whatever, slagging off the referees. He has a little quiz on there and stuff as well. So, yeah, you'd be welcome.
Well, we've plugged him enough now, haven't we?
I know, yeah. We'll have to fucking send him an email or invoice him.
Yeah.
Yeah, just listen to the last 10 minutes,
this
mate.
Is the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. Saying that, he did actually do a watch along for the fucking...
The boxes as well. Flarky, yeah.
Yeah.
A watch along with that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he had any people watching after.
Yeah, to be fair, I didn't see the numbers of it, but I know he would have done good numbers. More than true Geordie anyway. Which is a shame. Big lad, but not big enough channel.
Mm-hmm.
But if he wants us on his podcast, I'll go on there.
Okay. I'll go on any other person's podcast. To be fair, yeah. Just to say how nice it up. Did I have... No, to just fucking wing it completely.
Well, yeah, because this episode, we pretty much have winged it. We knew we was going to chat about voting, but yeah, we didn't know it was going to go on for fucking an hour and 15 minutes. But yeah, if you're still here, we appreciate you.
It's been a long one, hasn't it?
That's what it is. Just, you know, more real talk.
That's it.
Real life conversations in a real situation. Just send us in your emails, questions, whatever. Again, don't forget to download on Spotify, Apple, all of them.
Yeah.
You know more than what we do. We're old men. We ain't got a fucking clue. We just...
Well, you only have one. If you've got Spotify, you don't have Amazon Music, so you have to cover everyone that you don't have. So it's like Apple. So yeah, anything Apple, Amazon, Spotify,
anywhere you can listen to your podcast,
anywhere where you download and subscribe your music from.
Yeah,
or podcasts. It's just that.
Yeah, and obviously YouTube as well. I don't think there'll be any pictures that I need to put up because we haven't related to anything that way.
And I don't want to see nothing more about that boxing in that way.
Shout out for Key Momentum again as well. I'll put all those links in the description again. If you go over and buy anything, then just let them know where you come from. And say you might get a discount, you might not. Might get a thank you email in return or something. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see you next week. Take it easy.